Here are trauma-informed practices any manager can implement. 1. Acknowledge feelings. Start meetings with an honest check-in, not a general, "How's everyone doing?" but "How are you, truly?" Emotions offer real-time information about morale. Of course, people won't open up just because you ask a deeper question. You need to create the conditions where it feels safe to answer honestly. That starts with you. As a manager, model emotional transparency in small, low-risk ways. Say things like, "I'm feeling a bit scattered today, but I'm here," or "I had a tough morning, so I might be quieter than usual." This signals that real emotions, not just polished updates, are welcome. 2. Don't try to fix them. Once someone shares something vulnerable, don't rush to fix it or dismiss it. Just reflect it back. "Thanks for sharing that. I hear you." Or, "That makes a lot of sense." From there, you might ask, "Is there anything you need from me today?" Or, "Would it help to adjust your workload this week?" You don't need to solve every emotional need. Trauma literacy isn't about absorbing everyone's pain. In fact, it's the opposite. Effective leadership requires responding to emotions without becoming consumed by them. 3. Ask simple, effective questions. The 5W1H method is another great way to explore challenging moments. It stands for 6 simple but powerful questions to ask. What, why, when, where, who, and how? For example, "What part of this task felt unclear?" Or, "When did you start feeling stuck?" These open-ended prompts help team members reflect and problem solve without feeling interrogated or blamed. 4. Check how people are feeling. Trauma literacy isn't a one-off conversation. It's a culture. Build in rituals for reflection. Adjust workloads proactively and allocate time and resources towards psychological safety. That might mean adding 5-minute emotion checkouts at the end of meetings, especially after intense sprints, high-stakes conversations, or moments of team transition where each person shares how they're leaving, energized, drained, hopeful, unsure, etc. If multiple people are feeling anxious or exhausted, that's a signal to adjust pace, revisit priorities, or check in one-on-one. Vocabulary focus. Abusive. Delve. Fawn. Interrogate. Allocate. Sprint.